This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Aspen Acres fire is currently over 50,000 acres with no containment. It's now the top priority fire in the nation. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
A 650-person crew from Alaska took over operations in the fire burning southwest of Pueblo. Officials say more help is pouring into the state and 100 fire engines are on their way from California. Mike Morgan directs Colorado Fire Prevention and Control.
My biggest concern keeping me awake right now is new starts. Because every new start, we cannot afford to get another large fire going on the landscape in the state of Colorado or in the Rocky Mountain area.
Officials are asking for caution going into this holiday weekend. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
The wildfires burning in Colorado and the West bring with them impacts to human health. Dr. Jay Lemurie is an emergency medicine physician at UC Health.
This is a threat to our state, and we should treat it as such. It's an important policy issue.
Wildfire smoke contains particulate matter and harmful chemicals that can pose serious health risks, especially for older adults, children, pregnant individuals, and those with pre-existing heart or lung conditions. It's unclear if the giant travel stop Buc-ee's is technically a convenience store under El Paso County land use codes. That's according to the Director of Planning and Community Development after Buc-ee's sought their approval last month. Buc-ee's wants to build a new location at Monument Hill. Approval could mean future applications for construction would not require public hearings. This is CPR News.